You're listening to the show about erudite French cockney and petting gods. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Greg, and I play Dew.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack. I got swallowed by a toad.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Okay, but he's... Are you going to stay there? How's our sound?
That's worse than always.
Yeah. Really?
He sounds like he's in another room.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
But I'm right... The microphone is right in front of me.
It's not right in front of him.
Yeah, here. Abby sounds we like know. She's speaking into a microphone, and he sounds like he's yelling from across the room into the microphone.
She always sounds like she's speaking into a microphone.
I speak clearly. To me.
Yeah, and we like it. That's a good thing.
God, we're doing this podcast, and Abby always sounds like she's speaking into the microphone. It's so stupid. What kind of idiot would do that for a podcast? God. Abby, you're fired.
I need to leave the call and return.
Okay.
Having a technical issue, I'll be right back.
Okay.
That's like what the airline pilot says just before something really bad
happens. Yeah, I know.
Having a technical issue. I need to leave the plane and return quickly.
I wonder if... No, it wouldn't work.
Nothing works.
I know, but he needs to be closer to the microphone.
Old people.
But the microphone's right in front of me now.
But, okay, so here's the problem. I can't level you guys so you guys have very different loudnesses in one track. So I have to go through, and I've been doing this for years, and it's killing me. Like, I have to go through to every individual's voice and either bring it up a lot or bring it down a lot. And unfortunately, that sounds easy, but it is annoying because it's every time anyone... talks, and especially if it's alternating. Like, if only Abby talked, okay, I'd still do it. But if there's a way, like, for both people to be at the same volume level, it would save my life.
Yeah, I need to be on my headset.
Yeah.
And on a different channel. That would really help.
That's fine with me.
Do you have another microphone?
No, I don't have the stuff that we need right now.
Didn't we?
I left it at work. I used the thing at work.
Poop on a stick.
We haven't done it in such a long time. I stopped bringing it home.
Fucking Five Guys, that place that you work.
Five Guys.
I know, at the drive-thru window.
Yep. They made you bring in your own microphone.
Yeah. You don't have like a one in your study or anything like that?
No.
Your study. Is that the official name of that room now?
Yeah, the drive-thru.
The drive-thru.
Abby's like 3 feet from the, no, 2.5 feet from the microphone, and I'm 1 foot away.
Oh my God.
I think I know why right now. It's because of what's behind you. I think.
Wait, try this.
Yeah, how's that?
That sounds great.
Well,
but then Abby's
the microphone is directional, so here, wait.
That's why.
Yeah. So, like...
Why is it directional? The blue light goes all the way around it.
Come on, blue light.
Isn't everything an Amazon Alexa?
So now the microphone, like, the front of the microphone is pointed in between us. And we're each talking now from the side.
You sound good right now.
Well, he's okay. Still... Do you see... Okay. But,
yeah, okay.
Abby, talk.
Okay, hi.
It's okay, hi. Way different. You see what I'm saying?
Sit back.
Okay, hi.
All right, close. And here's me.
That's okay. Better. Keep doing it again. Like, just have a conversation.
Talk about your day. What's that orange thing?
I saw
thing
a lot of
you?
Children picking their noses today.
Yeah, I saw. I saw a hawk that was flying, and he had his wings just out. And
boring.
We were saying, man, that hawk, he doesn't know how to fly at all. And then someone else was like, no, he's flying very skillfully, just using the wind.
Oh. And
this is made up.
No, that's actually real. That actually happened.
What? Who are you having this conversation with?
Thomas and Ted.
That seems like a very innate
conversation. You mean Jamis and Jed.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah,
Jamis?
Sorry. Yeah. We
have to. I like how the second one worked out fine.
Jamis! Can you please have a character named Jamis.
Jamis and Urin are best friends.
Urin.
He's having this conversation with Jamis and Urin about the hawk. We saw this hawk. There were a couple hawks, actually, and we're like, that one doesn't know how to fly.
But now look at how quiet it got all of a sudden. Why did it do that?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, should we not try your...
It's because it got quiet because it cut out when Abby laughed.
Here.
Oh,
like, no. Oh, wait, did that really happen?
It, like, saturated, probably. And
don't say anything funny, Alex. And Abby, stop laughing.
This is going to be the best night
yep.
ever.
This is a great podcast. And meanwhile, Greg is dead.
Yeah, Greg's dead. Never coming
Where
back.
Where is Greg?
He exited the plane.
Oh, poor Greg.
Removed from group. I'm trying to get Grog back in here.
I have, like, a really nice pimple right here on my chin, and it makes me look like I have,
Yeah, it's a dimple, or whatever it's called. Divot?
Cleft. Dimple.
Crucial Hello. Conversations.
My name is Gaston.
It feels like this is a crucial conversation.
No, you're Kirk Douglas, who died. You're taking over his role.
What? I'm dead? What?
As who cleft is? Chin person. Kirk
I
Douglas
missed
died.
A crucial conversation.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm...
Kirk Douglas died. Yes, he was 103.
Yeah,
he was quite old.
What is happening? What is happening?
Eric got fixated on his own little thing, what? Even though we had moved on.
Listen, when you say cleft chin, everybody thinks about Kirk Douglas.
I think about Bruce Campbell.
No, you don't.
Troglodyte. Yes, I do not like Kirk Douglas.
You are
Douglas.
Not correct about what you're
yeah,
thinking about.
Exactly.
Listen,
not at all.
You're wrong.
No, I think of Bruce Campbell, the end.
Do
I think of Bruce
think
Campbell
about him
as
anymore?
My life. Yes, I love Bruce Campbell. I know he's become a little...
You don't even, like, talk about him anymore.
I know. It's because...
Plus, he doesn't do any work.
Yes, he
does.
He
had that show that you didn't
he's
watch.
He's moving and shaking
all the
time.
He had his own TV show.
I know, we haven't watched it. Well, we watched a little bit of it.
Some of it, most of the first season. But that was, like, 5 years ago.
Well, yeah.
Kirk Douglas.
Because guess what? We have missed a lot of things because we have children and
think
we're
how
really
much
tired.
More in our life Kirk Douglas
no, I don't
is.
Even know who that is. I barely know
he
who
he
is.
He is Spartacus.
I know that. But...
Then you know. Guys, right. KT knows
know
who Kirk Douglas is.
Then you know.
Anyway, have we resolved the microphone issue?
Oh, totally. It's completely fixed.
Would you? Okay, so given that we don't have an extra
that's
microphone.
That's good. You sound good.
Okay, I sound good. Speak.
I sound good. Speak.
How do I sound? Do I
good.
Sound amazing?
That both of those were good, right?
Don't move.
Right. So I'll just lean forward the whole time.
Yeah, it sucks.
You usually do.
Yeah, you do.
I do.
But I'm saying this. The fact is, in an ideal world, we could all have a little booth with our own little microphone
yeah.
in separate places.
Be in a booth.
But that's not happening. So we have to just.
We'd all be welcoming different
be
contestants
angry
down
at
to Price is Right. Picture when I think of someone in a booth as like a host.
I think of I was thinking of Saturday Night Live.
Oh,
I thought you were saying
Don
you specifically
Pardo.
Think of Price is Right, but mm-hmm. I think of David Spade.
Link Stumpers!
David Spade plays Link Stumpers. The
musical guest! Cat.
Wait, why is David Spade playing Link Stumpers?
Because that
picture
was the first
it.
SNL member I came up with.
Chris Farley plays Will.
Chris Farley plays. I uh-huh. would be. I would love. That.
Norm MacDonald plays
it.
Rafina.
Norm MacDonald. Norm MacDonald. Oh man.
I don't know.
Jane Curtin
no,
plays Bathwack.
Victoria
Beckham
should have been Rafina.
Victoria Beckham.
Her name is Victoria.
Victoria's Secret.
Whatever.
Victoria Falls. These are all
every
the Victorias I know.
Victoria's Secret
Victoria
collectively
Jackson.
Plays Bathwack.
I don't know Victoria Jackson.
Victoria Jackson would have played
is that one
Rafina.
Of the Jackson 5?
No, it's not. She would have played Rafina, though, if we're talking about SNL. You know I know SNL.
Is
you
she
don't
still
know
alive?
About SNL. Yes, she is still alive.
What is she doing? You know she's got
nothing.
Talent.
She's probably, like, writing books or something.
Victoria.
Audio bot.
Stop. She's part of the Tea Party movement.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, good for Victoria.
No! Are you serious?
You love tea.
Oh, my. She spread conspiracy theories about Obama's religion, saying he's an Islamic jihadist who supports the Islam. She's fucking bonkers. Oh, my God. This is fucking. Oh, my. Oh, no. Okay. I'm so sorry to have said that that's the person that would play you, Abby. That's clearly.
Yeah. Sherry O'Terry could pull it off.
Oh, Sherry O'Terry would be a wonderful Rafina. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Way better. What are we doing? Are we playing now?
Are we recording?
We've been pointlessly recording this whole
it's
thing.
It's too bad. I'm sad we were recording.
You okay?
I have this. My soundboard has to load. Phil, sound. Phil. Come on. Phil? What's that word for when people have to fill time? It's
improvise.
No.
Oh, stall.
Kind of. It's
scat.
Yeah, scat.
It goes like that. That was a terrible.
We're good.
We're good. I love that so much. That's the reaction. We're terrible. We're good. That's like totally.
Yep. That's
amazing.
Emblematic.
Yes.
It's emblematic.
I love that so much. Oh my gosh. Ooh, that was not the.
Nope. Nor is this.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. Guys, I'm just getting into it. I didn't have my soundboard up, so I gotta warm it up a little bit. Just gotta, you know, get the kinks out.
Marriage is punishment for shoplifting in some countries.
Spanakopita.
Oh, all right. I think we're good.
Yes, maybe.
I'm microphone shopping. Can we stop playing for a little while? Just kidding.
Oh.
Microphone chop? Oh, shopping.
Yeah, stop. Stop. Stop playing.
I thought you said microphone chopping, and I'm like, what does
I'm
that
chopping.
Mean?
All right. Guys, we're at it again. We're gathered here together.
Okay.
Back in the comfort of Discord and our direct message that we use for video. Look at all these unread messages from all these different people over here.
Oh, wow.
But it's all these people in this chat. They're like, hey, call me. I'm not in the call. Oh. Call me.
Okay. We're here together in the belly of the toad.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Kirk Douglas, here we go. Previously on Pork Fried Dice, we found you all and me. I play the NPCs. Us, we, you. Whatever pronoun you'd like to use. Yep.
This is amazing.
Found ourselves in the belly of the lair of the lizard folk.
Mm-hmm.
A battle was raging. You were waging a raging battle. I'm pretty sure I've made that exact mistake many times, at least once, but I've probably multiple times on this show before.
Oh my goodness.
Anyway.
Like the Dr. Seuss one you did with the what's her face in the tub.
Yeah. Gertruda.
Gertruda.
It's really good.
I don't want a bloody spa. I do not like it, Gertruda.
Yeah.
I remember that.
So you were Gertruda-ing a battle here deep in this lizard folk warren. And the battle continued because you did not finish it in the time allotted of the previous session.
Yeah.
The listeners know that. They were very annoyed. And so was KT, having edited it. Most of the enemies had been dispatched. A few of your allies had been turned against you.
Okay.
And Chiltura was hovering over it all. He had sprouted small sparrow wings. He grew a venomous scorpion tail with which he lashed out against you futilely, since you're all very highly powered and the DM is very bad at balancing combat encounters, it is discovered.
Hey, you know what? We're also we're playing a game in which we only get to play like 3 hours a night, and a battle can take a really long time.
Yeah,
especially
it can.
Online.
Right.
You didn't do a bad job. We can't be battling for weeks at a time. Come on.
Oh, just you wait.
Oh, shit.
You don't know what's about to happen, do you?
I guess.
You have no idea.
I should not
But we'll get there.
Okay.
This finely crafted recap has yet to I was gonna say commence, which would be even worse.
It's yet to commence.
This is just me vamping. That's the word I was trying to think of before. Vamp.
Right. The war is vamping.
It's all coming.
No, as opposed to stall or that one. Vamp.
The war is raging, waging, and vamping.
Yes.
That's what I thought you.
Let's all go glamping. All right, here we go. We're on a roll.
Yep.
Keep it going, guys. Keep it going.
Ah!
So
you're literally turning into the Parks and Rec.
I need a fart sound, don't I?
It's the douche. Like, just for real. That's how you are.
That's how I am.
Right now, for sure.
So, you're waging and raging and vamping and glamping this battle down here in the belly of this lair. Speaking of bellies, Chiltroz is very large.
Yeah.
As he's sort of hovering over all of you. But eventually, your enemies were dispatched. We found out that Dew is very, very, very effective at shooting things with his arrows. Mm-hmm. And Bathwack, we all already knew this. This was not a discovery, but he's very, very hard to hit. Mm. And due to this, plus a sprouting of vegetable-clad dancing spirits.
Yes! The spirit garden.
The spirit vegetable gardenians.
This is
amazing. Chiltra was slain. He thwomped, he thumped, he vamped to the ground, almost crushing a few and significantly crushing Mo upon his settlement upon the mud. Mm. He had a few words to say, which piqued the interest of our party, which maybe we'll explore a little bit later in character. We'll see. Or maybe they'll forget all about it, and I'll have to completely remind them. Like, seventy sessions from now, they'll be like, oh wait, I wrote a note about this once, 2 years ago.
He thought he smelled a god. He also said he thought he smelled a demon, which I'm guessing is Bathwack, right? I'm the god, and Bathwack's the demon. I'm
probably
right, Bathwack? Yeah, that's right.
There was one other
thing. Sarcastic laugh.
We're going to interrupt this recap for a quiz. Do you remember who Chiltura asked the party? My sentence is all mixed up.
Yes.
He asked you guys.
Delvin.
Oh. Ding, 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 ding. I don't have a ding, ding, ding sound. I kind of do.
Wait, Savnok.
Oh, wait. You're right.
Yeah, I knew I was wrong. Savnok. I knew I was wrong, but I knew it was a different...
Yeah.
I knew it was one of the ones from the Amber Temple, but that's the only one I can remember.
Delbin is seared in your mind the way that your name of your chair and a half is seared into mine.
Hey, everyone. A little context is needed here because the joke didn't make it into the recording, but... Abby and Alex had recently purchased something called a chair and a half, which is a big, comfy chair, and Abby, in true Rafina form, loved it so much that she named it Ava. Just thought you would like to know that little tidbit, because it was funny and endearing, and Abby is awesome. Goodbye.
Yes.
You don't remember the name of your grandfather because of the name Delbin.
That's right. I just called him Pop.
Aww.
Yep.
Just kidding, I didn't.
You called him Delbin once, and he got confused.
We actually called him Grandoodle. That was
really?
His name. For 40 years, we called him Grandoodle.
Oh my god, is that like also in your character? Because I swear to God, that sounds like something
that
Rafina.
Totally
That's
was
so
one of Rafina's.
Cute, Grandoodle.
Well, I did come up with it when I was 6.
Is Rafina the Grandoodle of... Can Rafina be the Grand Doodle?
Does your entire village call you Grand Doodle?
Anyway.
What's happening? Where are we?
Well, I was just bringing up these, just reminding you all of these.
Yeah.
I know you guys are really good at just keeping all of this together. You've got all your detailed outlines that you guys review nightly in between our sessions.
Hey.
But I figured, for the listeners' sake, I mean, they would have forgotten. Now I'm scared to, like, imagine, like, we've got one listener out there who's obsessively compiling notes for every single point.
There's
one person. they don't have any social media presence. We've never heard from them. They live in, like, South Dakota.
They think we have, like, government codes in our episodes or something, and they're listening for just, like... the secrets to America.
No, it's just about our... They're not a conspiracist. They're just obsessively listening.
All right.
And
they're going to remember that Bathwack broke his finger opening a safe and had disadvantage for the entire run down the hallway.
Wait a second. Isn't that true?
And then we totally forgot about it.
That's so true.
There's so many of these.
Yes.
This person is the angriest person in the world. I was going to say America, but I decided to go international with it.
Yeah.
But they do live in America.
Oh, they live in America.
Yes. Like I said, they live in South Dakota.
It's Greg.
Somewhere. Yep, they live in South Dakota. It's Greg.
It's Greg.
Their name is Greg, though, funnily enough. They South live on the outskirts of South Dakota, Pennsylvania, next to Blue Ball.
Oh, Blue Ball.
It's a little suburb of Lancaster.
Now what?
Where were we? The recap must be done by now,
yes,
right?
It's done.
Has it even commenced?
Chiltra died. He said some plot-worthy things before he expired. Delbin, Savnok, Demon, God.
Yes.
Can we take a bathroom break? I'm
for real.
In game?
No, we may not.
I don't know. Roll a d20. We'll see what you get. You guys haven't found any bathrooms in this lair yet, so that's a little suspect.
Uh-oh.
That's because they're everywhere.
That's you're in
suspect.
It.
Oh, no. Oh, gross.
After Chiltra said these poignant, just very telling and revealing things, he died. And then from his belly, assisted a bit by Dew,
yes,
erupted a cavalcade of deific creatures.
Little marching band.
Yes. One of them had one of those standing drums. Boom, boom,
wow.
Boom, boom, boom.
Like in the Grinch?
Like in a marching band.
Yeah, it was a Zuzither Carzay or something like that.
Zuzither Carzay?
And
the fact that you know that means that you don't remember one of your children's birthdays.
Yeah, and exactly.
The scorpion teleported as he played trumpet.
The warping scorpion.
Warping scorpion.
Uh-huh. That's right. There was also a carp, which Dew
so
heroically rushed to fresh water before it could potentially expire. There was a sparrow that flew out. Mo was slowly trying to gain the trust of a blood-red squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
There was a very large tortoise.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. There was a praying mantis who Will was, or maybe it was KT, was surprised to see that it was actually the size of a regular praying mantis.
Yeah, okay.
And then Will and Bathwack decided to try to go after the one shaman guy who transformed into a crocodile and ran off,
mm-hmm.
But instead discovered a boulder-appearing toad.
Yeah.
Will just decided to brutalize with his eldritch blasts.
Didn't know.
And then Bathwack got swallowed.
I thought
swallowed.
That shaman was a toad.
Yep, we thought. Yeah.
You was a toad.
You was not a toad.
Yeah.
A crocodile.
He's asleep still.
Who?
The toad?
Yes, the giant toad.
And fully healed.
Yes.
Yes.
Full
and
of health.
Breath smells like Bathwack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gross.
You can imagine what that is.
I don't know.
One of you will imagine
what
it smells like
smell
hot
like?
Garbage. The other one's sandalwood. You're
well,
both Bathwack, right.
Bathwack's armor was very recently scoured clean.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Dew turned his put on his rubber gloves and really went to work. He's a poster boy for Comet, the cleaning product.
Yes.
It makes your teeth
it
turn
It tastes
green.
Like Listerine. Comet. It makes your mouth turn green.
What spell is this? Rafina's casting a spell!
She has a banana!
Banana! Oh, no!
I'm really afraid.
That's amazing.
To summarize, Dew had made his way back. You're all together. The gang's all together again. Bathwack's out of the toad. The toad is sleeping. And then there was a general hubbub that was heard back by where the corpse of Chiltera is. Dew had led a group of lizard folk back there, but didn't stick around to see what transpired once they saw that their great and powerful and mighty and godlike leader was slain. So we turn now to the party at large. That's you four. That's your name, the party
really?
At large. As this hubbub is still hubbubbing around the corner.
We came around the corner. That's what we did.
Right,
last
time. As you came around the corner, I ended the episode. I'm sorry. I'm trying to just build back up to it, okay? You go around the corner. I get it. You went around the corner. I'm sorry, Will, to make you go around the corner twice. I understand that this is taxing for you. But around the corner you go, and you see this group of lizard folk heartily celebrating the death of their tyrant leader, Chilcharaw.
Yay!
Uh-huh.
They've hoisted Billaroth upon their shoulders, and they're marching him around, shouting jubilantly in Draconic.
Yeah.
And I can't translate that because it's just all jumbled and intermixed. Yeah. You can, even if you understand Draconic, you can't understand because it is a party up in here.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
Remember how I said that it was like them saying, "You killed her. The Wicked Witch is dead.
Yeah.
Hail to Dorothy.
Aww.
Hail
and
to
it
Bill
was,
Roth.
It was just like that.
Yeah.
It is just like that. That's right. Who's going to go after the slippers? Do they match her clothes, Will?
We just want the broom. And take it with you.
We just want his nipple rings and the chain in between them. That's what we want.
They are all yours, Will.
No thanks. I was just joking. Sarcasm, remember? Remember that?
You think
remember
me? I mean, I'll be honest, it could be worth quite an amount. And
gross!
It's probably safe to assume, probably. I mean, who knows? Maybe it's a curse, a personal curse that you all carry, but...
But the other thing is, like, these people are all poor. I'm not going to steal their...
How do you know that they're poor?
Jewelry.
Poor?
They're all starving. Oh, they have a... Hey, guys, you have a bunch of gold that I'm not aware of?
You have no idea.
Your whole cavern?
You haven't, like, found their ledgers, have
right,
you?
Fine.
Have you found any desks in here?
No, I don't think so.
That's why
we
Will
haven't
is
had
super
a single
bummed
desk.
They may just be a desk-averse people.
Yeah.
It might be.
That's
desk-phobic.
That means they're not my people, that's for sure. Yeah, I don't think we saw one. I mean, there were some tables, but yeah.
All anyway. Right. So yes, this celebration is roaring forth in front of you. Looks like people are running away to, you would assume, to maybe tell others that this great feat has been accomplished. And as you come around the corner, they see you appear, and a great cheer is let out. Hooray! Except it's not the word hooray. It's
I wish it was.
Kapaka! 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 And
I'm writing that down.
They they rush forward and surround you.
Oh no! Get away from me!
They invade your personal space.
Yes. I'm like doing this.
We still look like lizard folk, don't we?
Oh yes.
That's true.
Yes,
yeah,
you do.
So if they rush around us, can they tell that we're not, like, our proportions don't line up with our...
Well, right now it's a bit of a madhouse. There's a bunch of them here. It's not like someone is going up and then, like, specifically, like, patting down each part of you.
Where's your head?
Using one of those Taylor's rulers.
Yeah, exactly.
The measuring tape.
Right up into that crotch.
Yeah.
Your instinct does not match your species.
We celebrate the death of our leader by fitting you for tuxedos! Lizard folk tuxedos! Your inseam is not what I expect! What?
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 I said our one weakness. Oh, good lord. Is everybody else seeing Alex's screen like this, or is it just me?
It just looks like Alex pondering.
I see, like, static and weird.
No,
really?
That's you.
Interference and stuff. Okay.
Oh, scary.
There's a specific issue with the connection.
Now he's back,
doing?
And now now she's back. Okay, everything's good now.
All right.
I fixed it.
Krapaka!
No, Krapaka! No need to thank me.
Krapaka.
I'm just that good.
I wrote Krapaka. How did I write
Kapaka
down my own word wrong?
You said Kapaka.
Yeah, you did say Kapaka.
Not Krapaka.
It's a P. It's definitely a P. Maybe I typoed an R. Kapaka!
Right.
It's a P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P. Right. It's this pop filter. It's really preventing that P from coming across. Kapaka! Kapaka!
Okay, guys, do we need to,
let's join in!
You ever seen it just runs away? I'm like, hey guys, she just runs away. Alright. Well, while she does that.
Uh-huh.
I love that so much.
It'd be helpful at this point if more of us spoke Draconic.
That's
one
true
of you does.
Yeah.
The most talkative of you all.
The most talkative of I mean, do we need to get, like, a souvenir from this dead body so we can show the fish so we can all learn how to breathe
underwater?
Like a
keychain?
Like a nipple ring?
Yeah, like a nipple ring, except not that gross.
I'm you know certain what? All Will the has already harvested that, like, that particular cake.
Like his head?
Oh, his head.
He's gonna see on his Twitter feed that the other gods are back and posting. So he doesn't need any information other than that.
Oh. Maybe we should have brought the salmon or the trout. The trout? What was it?
Trout god.
The carp.
The carp.
Oh.
Should have brought maybe the carp I back. Should have asked him to pay a visit. That didn't occur to me. I don't know if he spoke common.
How did the rainbow trout know about this in the first place? He's gonna find out.
You all are the ones who talked to him. I was busy.
Also, Savnok, did anyone hear him say Savnok the Inscrutable?
Yes.
Did anyone hear him say that? So that's a little concerning, right? Because that was back when we were trapped in Barovia.
Kapaka! Kapaka!
I'm concerned.
Yeah, I don't like this. Get away from me, Kapaka! I swat somebody next to me. Kapaka, get the fuck away from me!
You instigate a swatting frenzy. They all start swatting each other.
Oh my gosh. All right. So we should get out of here, right? Let's get out of here.
Mo sort of scampers up to you and he says, You all are celebrity!
I know, but
they want to celebrate
you're
you.
You're talking about here.
Yes,
I know I'm a celebrity. Otherwise,
oh, are you famous?
Yes, partially.
In the world?
I don't know about the world.
Where?
You don't need to know. I just need to get out of here. I need to get out of here and back to that.
Well,
place.
It's good to know that he hasn't immediately gone back to murdering.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
That was my concern. Not yet. That when Chiltra was dead, that Mo would just be like, okay,
right.
I need another fix.
Mm-hmm.
They went to throw you feast!
Oh, no. What kind of feast? Wait a second. You guys are all starving. What kind of feast? Are we going to eat Chiltra? No, thank you.
Why do you think they're starving? I don't think they're starving, are they? They're just disgruntled.
They were totally starving, weren't they?
You it seemed like, many
yeah,
of them seemed
were.
Underfed.
Really?
Yes, in general.
They were malnourished.
Yeah. Yes! Now Chiltra dead! We have fair share of food!
Are you gonna eat him? That was a real question. I said, "Is that what the feast is gonna be? Are we gonna serve Chiltra on a table?"
I ate a bit, but I don't think they want to eat him.
I don't either. That's why I'm saying maybe we should just go.
He sidles up to you, Will, and he says, "I ate his heart."
Who's just now?
Like kind of confidently.
How
in confidence?
God, that must have been a huge heart. You just ate it?
No, it normal sized. Me surprised.
Normal sized heart in this giant body. Well, what's a normal sized heart? I've never eaten a heart. That sounds...
he says about yay big. And he holds out his hands.
And you just ate it.
Yes.
It was raw, right? Oh, God. You guys, can we please get out of here?
Well, Rafina raised it. I think Rafina raised a good point. Maybe somebody else raised a good point. Do we need to bring some token to the rainbow trout?
How about, well, I guess the heart is out.
Well, that could be anybody's heart.
That's true.
You visit Rainbow Trout?
Yes.
I don't remember in character if I've heard you talk about Rainbow Trout before.
We haven't. I don't think.
Then I'm very excited.
Why?
So are we.
Rainbow Trout is legendary.
Wait, you're not coming with us.
Hmm?
Or do you think you're coming with us or something? You're excited? Are you going to try to meet him? We're not... Are we now travel buddies? Is that the way that this works? We defeat your god and now you...
I can come with you, right?
No. Oh, you want to come with us?
Are you going to see Rainbow Trout?
What makes him legendary? He sent us because he was afraid of Chiltra coming after him.
Well, he... Legendary god! He controlled large part of Bear Toggle Forest!
But you don't want to kill him the way you killed Chiltra, right?
No! No, Chiltra eat gods! Me want to meet Rainbow Trout!
And you don't eat gods. That was just a Chiltra thing. That's not a you thing.
No! No!
Sweet.
Do you
High
not
five.
Know Mo? High five! Kapaka! Kapaka! Meanwhile, Kappa Ka just running rampant all around you.
Wow.
Kappa Ka.
By the way, did you all find the crocodile?
Nope. Didn't. Not happy about that. Yeah.
That seems problematic. All right. Well, feast time. Because we haven't eaten now for...
Feast time.
For a few hours.
Feast time. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And we've been busy.
Yeah.
It's like lunchtime now. You guys are hungry.
We've been burning a lot of calories.
Yeah.
You want me to show you where feast is? I take you?
Yeah.
They probably think you know how to speak language. So maybe you stick with Mo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Though this one, he points to Batwack. He knows what's up. Right?
He just won't tell us. Will you tell us this
one? You seem conflicted.
Yeah, I'm confused.
What's confusing? Kappa-ka!
No, I guess I'm just disoriented. Maybe I spent too long in the toad.
Oh man, that was great. I say it in character. Hilarious! I saved you from that toad, Bathwack. I hope you know that.
Yeah, I guess what he said is still bothering me. And the gods are gone. I don't know where they've gone. Did they just go back to wherever they're from, or?
Yes, they have different sort of realms and places. Yeah, they're not there anymore.
Okay. Hmm. Yeah, you know, I don't like that either, Bathwack. That's why we need to just get out of here. I just need to get home. That's all I need. Let's get out of here.
Where's home?
Well, when was the last time you ate? Because you didn't want any fish tacos. You don't want any good berries.
Like, suddenly Will falls over dead.
Yeah, I know.
Bam! Yeah.
At some point, you're going to have, because I'm sure you wouldn't have taken any of my proffered rabbit jerky.
Rabbit jerky. Well,
Will doesn't eat anything with the word jerk in the title.
Or that has been touched by any other organism.
That he hasn't paid.
Yeah. I don't know. I've eaten some crappy stuff. Feast doesn't sound like, I feel like
I love,
feast.
You know, the tone of voice, like, you know, world traveler, like, oh yeah, I've eaten all sorts of local cuisines and experienced different cultures. You're like, oh yeah, I've eaten all sorts of horrible things.
I'm just talking about like granola bars. I'm talking about like trail rations. Uh-huh. Will is very disappointed in what we've been eating. Just like, you know, biscuits, jerky,
hardtack.
Yeah, he's like, no, it's all horrible and
unmentionable.
So, yes, it's
revolting.
I'm slightly regretting that I didn't eat those fish tacos, but again, they did go through a cat skeleton, so I also don't regret that.
Well,
decision.
One did,
I
and so you
don't
swore
care.
Off all of them.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. I wasn't like, here's your one fish taco, but you have to get it through this cat.
Wasn't it because didn't Rafina eat it out like once it fell through the cat? Didn't she eat some of it?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
yeah, it was amazing.
Doesn't this sound like
so
some
gross.
Sort of like pop-up restaurant in like New York City or something where that's like the whole thing is that you have to eat it directly from within a cat?
Like that fancy coffee that has to be eaten by
that
creature.
The civet cat coffee pooped.
Yeah, so a feast.
So anyway, aren't you hungry at all? You haven't eaten for a week.
Not
at least.
Discussion.
Yeah.
Because I only met you a week ago and I've never seen you consume anything.
I mean, you're not wrong. I am really hungry, but I still don't know if I'm going to eat this feast. Even if it looks like real food, who knows what it is. And then I faint.
Then you realize you're immortal.
I don't ever need to eat.
Now you're super worried.
Yeah, I think...
Wait a second, I'm not hungry. That's worse.
I like what Dew is saying, because it's like, I
He's
like
noticing.
That. I think that I am, I think Will is a little thinner than he has been. And
totally
he was already
is.
A thin guy.
Yeah.
He's probably looking a little thin.
Yeah, think about what you ate in Barovia.
Right, exactly.
You ate a beet after 10 days.
Yeah.
Right, you haven't had protein since you were brought here.
Yeah. I mean, that Goodberry was really sweaty in that owl hand. Guys, let's just go look at this feast.
I can make Goodberries. I offered.
Yes, but like, where do the Goodberries come from, as we walk to this feast? Let's have this discussion. I want to know, where do they come from? If you make them, what does that mean?
If I remember correctly, I can use any berry. It doesn't have to, it can even be a poisonous berry. But through the magic of the good berry spell, it becomes deeply nourishing and quite delicious.
But do you have to touch it and get your hands all over it for me to eat it and get nourished?
I am a fastidiously clean person.
Are you really?
Yes. You didn't answer the question.
Let me shake your hand because you're the first person I've met that would claim anything like that. I look at your hand and see if it's dirty. I roll to see if it's dirty. Roll.
Well, you would only see you would see my lizard folk hand.
I rolled an 18.
All right. Is your hand dirty? Are you actually clean, Dew?
Dew is actually clean.
All right. Then you see his hand is very clean.
Holy shit.
This is the entirety of how I'm distinguishing Dew from Lank.
Oh my god!
His hand is clean, and his hand is kindly.
Even in the midst of battle, he's just completely clean. He just cut Chiltura's stomach open. Uh-huh. I'm like, oh! You're still clean!
Like how clean he is.
Like, let me just try something, and I'm going to try to prestidigitate your hand to see if it could get
nothing
any cleaner.
Nothing happens!
Nothing happened, Dew! Dew! Wait a second, Bathwack! Get out of here! I want this guy to squirt me home! Because he's huge.
Have you smelled his armor?
Have I smelled Bathwack's armor? Wait a second. Wait. You're not even saying that. You're
not
there. You need an NPC, man.
Have you smelled his armor?
Whose armor?
It stink.
It stinks.
Not anymore. Dew cleaned it, so that's not even true.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's nice and clean.
Mm-hmm. Dew is cleaner and more deadly than Bathwack.
Oh, Bathwack. But we go way back, Bathwack, right? So many days. That we've known each other. All right. Well,
we go way back, don't we, Bathwack? And she's talking to Rafina.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. All right. Yeah, let's
turn to Bathwack. Back me up here, Nick.
Oh, Nick. Wait a second. Did that guy die? Who cares? Let's keep going.
So yeah, all this while, this crowd has been carrying you through this lair.
Oh, we got carried?
Not literally carried.
I'm looking
jostled.
Around, wondering why I'm not being carried. Isn't that the point?
I'm assuming you cast fly, so that way you can minimize your contact with other people.
I could fly with my cloak, but I'm just walking.
Hey, Will, I bet we can drop this disguise now. What do you think?
Is that something we can do at will?
Hey, I can do it for you, I think. I don't know who
we
would
talked
choose,
about this
actually.
Before.
I don't know who would
What's
choose.
More fun?
I don't know.
Is it more fun that Will has control of your appearance? Probably. Right?
I would think
unless
so. Like
the spell lasts for the duration unless you use your action to dismiss it sooner. If you guys asked Will to do it, he would do it, I think. He wouldn't remove his own, if that's
possible. I miss my socks.
She starts pulling them up out of the illusion.
Look at them.
They're there. Well, I mean, as a DM, like, what would I be able to dismiss theirs? And
what's the
mine?
Level of the spell?
I don't
seeming. It's like level
it's
5.
My, yeah, it's
so
my,
yeah,
it's my big.
Come on, that's not like a. I don't think technically. I feel like it's one and thing.
Really?
But I'm gonna say for a level 5 spell, yeah, you can dismiss parts of it. As
okay,
you would
thanks.
Like.
All right, so yeah, you guys, like, if you really say that, like, and actually want that, I'll do that for you, but I'm not gonna do it for myself yet. Okay, so Bathwick said that to me, and I'll say, I mean, you really want to show them what you look like?
What do you think?
I mean, because you really want to think about that? Second thoughts?
What do you think, Will?
No matter what you do, I am staying lizard folk. I don't want anyone to know who I am.
And
Mo told anybody? Because I ended up blathering to Mo that we were in disguise. So
yeah. Mo's definitely aware that you are in disguise, and Mo leans into this conversation because he's leading you towards this feast or whatever, and he says, "I think maybe you stay as is. I think maybe simpler."
I'm surprised. At first I'm mad that he was listening because I didn't realize he was listening. Yeah. But then I'm like, oh, thanks for the advice, and I don't get mad. Yeah.
How long you keep up? Forever?
Forever? No, not forever, but
for
a while.
For hours.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you mean the disguise?
Wow! Woo! So clean.
Physically clean. Let's be clear here.
Only podcast recent podcast listeners will get this, but you're the sponsor for Do Chew. Yeah, see, it's gonna just fall flat. There's the Viagra competitor called Blue Chew that's advertising on like every podcast out there.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh my god, Blue Chew.
Yep,
that's a thing.
Do Chew.
Wait, it's like chewable Viagra.
Yep. With the same active ingredient as Viagra, so you know it works. I've heard this ad a bunch. Go on.
I need to segue for just a moment, because that's sort of like, you know, combining the embarrassment of needing medication for erectile dysfunction with the gummy bear quality of a six-year-old's candy.
Yes.
Yeah. You look, listen, it's like you have the ad copy right in front of you.
It's like, this will take the sting out of it. Look, it comes in rainbow flavors and colors.
Yep. Oh, man.
Blue Chew, sponsor us, please. We promise we won't have Greg read your ad.
That's so weird. Yeah. Like, why would you not? I don't know. That's weird.
What?
And that's not to say anything bad about people with erectile dysfunction. It just strikes me as a little bit strange.
Yes, I think it's supposed to be faster.
Oh,
like a liquid gel kind of a thing.
Oh, I see how it is. All right.
Not wow. This
episode.
Sorry to not be
chew.
Funny about boner pills, but yeah, I think that's why they're chewable.
No, because it immediately brought to mind an image. You know those things you used to get, those little capsules that you put in hot water and they grew into dinosaurs?
Yeah.
The same kind of thing. Like it happens so fast that you can see it happen.
Yeah.
It's like just pour in a little water and poof, look at that.
It's a magical tower.
Oh my goodness. Oh, wow.
So you've made it to the
if anybody who makes a boner pill wants to sponsor us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Any and all boner pills.
You guys, how many times have I said boner during the recording of this podcast? It's be the perfect sponsor.
We will all test them live on air.
Oh,
all
god.
Five of us.
Oh my god.
Listeners at home, you can't see us, but it's working.
Listener Dave Manley, do you make boner pills? If so, send them to us and we'll eat them on air. We're not even live.
I know.
On tape. Oh, it's not god. Tape either.
It's not tape either.
How do you know? How do you know? Despite the fact that I just said it and you repeated it. So anyway, Rafina, you've been kapakaiing this whole time.
Yeah.
You've been doing the most to keep up the celebration and divert suspicion from these people who are just leaning their heads and being like, should we reveal that we're not lizard folk? Should we? Are you clean? Where did that berry come from? Whereas Rafina's just kapakaiing all over the place and people are just loving it.
I love the
celebration continues and you've wound your way through the halls of the lair back to a room where you've been before. It's not that far away. It's this large banquet hall, which had at the time of its initial discovery appear largely disused.
Mm-hmm.
But now it is the site of great hustle and bustle, much activity, and merriment abounds. The table is strewn with steaming hot platters, and people are just coming and going, carrying things to and fro.
The image, though, of the map is that only Abby has moved her avatar.
Yep, just
so
Rafina standing there.
A lonely Rafina standing in the banquet hall.
And this is just what she pictures. The rest of you are dead. She's come back here. It's 70 years later, and she's remembering this moment
this
happy tivity.
Shoot.
Oh, now there's a turtle here.
Bathrick uncouthly sits at the head of the table.
or couthly.
You what? Said steaming hot platters.
What? Oh, I did not say what. There's such a variety of different delectable treats.
Yeah.
I will say about 90% of what's on the table is raw or mostly raw.
Oh, okay.
Where
but it's
going?
What?
Huh? I'm trying to get my characters over it. I don't even... Oh, there they are.
It's a far away. Yeah. Like, because the map is so big.
All right, we're here.
Raw meat or raw vegetables and stuff?
Both. But a lot of raw different types of meats, a lot of water-based life, a lot of like, you know,
raw fish.
Like, yeah, raw fish and, you know, shellfish and
so
and but also other beasts.
Kind of stuff.
Like you see like
I wish it was sushi. It's just a big
kind of. Yeah, definitely no rice though.
No rice, but like raw, like does it look cleanly done?
Yes. Yeah. It's not like yeah. It's not covered in dirt.
Is this FDA certified sushi grade?
No, it is definitely not. If you've heard of salmonella, you would not be in the room. But none of you have.
Will has.
Nope.
Yes, he has.
Nope.
Yes, he has.
No, he hasn't. I'm the DM. You haven't heard of salmonella, and you're about to get it. Get ready.
Diarrhea, here I come! Woo! Oh my god.
No, sorry, Jack in the Box is our sponsor, so we can't talk about salmonella, guys.
Oh, was that like a thing?
Yeah, in the 90s.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I never knew anything about Jack in the Box.
I feel like I watched, like, I think in school they had, like, some VHS about, like, the salmonella Jack Box, like,
debacle. Oh, no, I saw the Food Lion one. That's what I saw. There's a Food Lion one of the same.
There's a lion on the table. You could eat that. I'm lying.
There's a lion?
No. There isn't.
That's not water-based.
Oh, my gosh.
But there, it's not just water-based stuff. Like, remember that deer that you saw before? You see, like, you know, parts of deer.
Yeah.
And things like that.
No, we saved that deer.
I'm not saying that deer.
There are other deers, Rufina.
No, there's just the one.
There can be only one.
Rufina thinks there's only one of each animal.
The deer is like the Highlander. There can be only one.
Everything is a miracle.
Oh, I love that. That's really cute.
I'm
trying to
think
Rufina is dancing on the table right now.
Oh my god.
People love it. Like, it's, that's totally fine.
So
like, you do not feel weird, and none of you feel like Rafina's gonna embarrass you, because it's, this is not like a formal sit down, like knife to your right and spoon to your right and fork to your left kind of thing.
Okay.
It is not
that.
So Bathwack's
the only one sitting at the head of the table. No, I just moved my guy. I moved my avatar over to the.
Okay. Yeah, and they start, you guys are taking places, the ones that are sitting down, and they're just bringing you, like, different types of dishes. I mean,
but is anything cooked?
Some of it is. Very little of it is.
Right.
It's
Can I
mostly,
create
like,
bonfire?
Sometimes, like, you get, like, a...
Can I create bonfire? Over
half the table goes up in flames.
Well done.
Anybody dancing on the table goes up in flames.
Hey, Will, sorry, tell me what you want cooked. I have call lightning.
That seems like you'd have to be really accurate, Rafina.
Sounds about right.
Oh, gosh. Let Bathwack hold the food as you call lightning.
No, nobody has to hold it. No, let Bathwack hold it. No, like, it's like a mix of stuff. There's, like, sometimes there's, like, these, like reeds, like swamp
reeds?
Kind of reeds.
Okay.
Yeah, like sort of, you know, you were asking about, like, if it's, like, any plant-based or vegetable stuff. Like,
I take
there's,
a
like,
reed
fruits
and, I'm like,
and grasses and things,
I, like,
but...
hold it at Bathwack, like, he probably eats this. He's a turtle. A reed? What are we supposed to do with this? That's what I say. I'm very rude.
Yeah,
great.
Bathwack, it looks within the realm of the things that you used to enjoy and back in your time there in Gully's End, this thing that Will's holding out in front of your face rudely, way too close to your nose.
It's just a reed, and then is there some fish around?
There's lots of raw fish. Like, that's like a big part of what's out there. But there's
okay.
like odd stuff too. Like okay. there's you see a bunch of the luminous lobster sort of scattered about. You do see haunches of like land meats, like wild boar and deer and things like that.
Okay.
You even see like piles of like entrails too that a lot of people seem to like be digging into and that kind of thing.
Is
like,
there any salt?
No, there is not any salt.
Is there any spices, people? I'm literally asking around. Any kind of spices? Anything?
While Will's doing this, I'm sort of reaching across him, grabbing bits of luminous lobster and scooping it out into this reed, and then rolling it up and eating it.
It's delicious. It's wonderful.
My God, that's awesome,
guys. And Bathwack's mouth is glowing.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's glowing bright blue after he eats it.
Wow.
And anybody else who, if you see any of the lizard folk or whatever digging into it, same kind of thing. It's not just a Bathwack exclusive feature.
Oh my god, that's cool.
Dew is not going for the entrails, but he is going for like raw deer meat.
Ooh, and you're eating it?
Yes.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. It's relatively fresh, Dew. You think that they had to keep things coming pretty steadily for either the colony or Chiltera or both.
Yeah.
So it's good. Yeah.
Oh.
So yeah, you see this dark black half orc with this juice blood basically running down his chin to match his tattoos.
Whoa.
Bathwack, I interrupted you. Go on.
Sorry, just a minute.
We have a charging situation.
Just call lightning.
What if that worked? Oh my god, that'd be amazing.
Amazing, yeah.
So I've rolled up another one of these lobster reed Ritos, I pulled some salt out of my, because I have these rations that I gathered in the in the town.
Sure.
And I'm gonna see if I can spice it up a little bit for Will. I don't know what I'm gonna find in there, but maybe I find some something else I can put in, and then I'll pass it to Will. Well, you look hungry.
Oh, this is so sweet. Guys, get ready for this to be destroyed. this moment.
Yeah, it's totally glowing out the edges of the reed.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, see, I imagine that, like, Will's sitting there not really paying attention that Bathwack's doing that for him, and then he Bathwack is holding it out, and Will, like, surprisedly is like, whoa, And he, like, takes it. He's just not... He's like, what is this for? Like, what is this?
I'm not going to answer him. I'm going to roll up another one.
Mm-hmm.
Do I smoke it? Just kidding.
Will, give me a...
Uh-oh.
A constitution saving throw.
Okay. Uh-oh. I think it's just a...
An 11 total.
11, yeah.
Your stomach growls heartily.
Mm.
This seems actually relatively appealing to you, especially compared to everything else on
the
table.
Is it cooked?
No.
It's raw lobster.
Yeah.
Can I... I'm just gonna, like confusedly, semi-politely, like, nod to Bathwack and get up from the table and go find a place where I can cast Create Bonfire and somehow roast this thing. I can't... This is weird.
You'd have to leave the room. It's a bustling, like, it's not just you in here. There's lizard folk everywhere. There's soldiers, there's commoner. I haven't put any tokens in here, but there's soldiers, there's common people, there's the little kids, the little younglings running around. It's packed.
Are there any kind of
bopping,
like, sticks or anything that I could skewer this onto so it's like a...
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Sure.
Some kind of thing, utensil at all?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'll do. I'll leave the room. There's a door right here. I'll just leave and go out and do that. Because I'm awkward.
Okay.
I think I'm better than everyone. It's less that, and it's more that I think I'm better than everyone.
So you don't, like, back out weirdly and stiffly. You just stick your nose up in the air and stride out.
I made a note that I was being polite to Bathwack, though.
Okay.
I didn't, like,
you
say,
made a note.
Fuck this. I was like, what am I, what... And then he didn't pay attention to me, so I got up and I'm, but I'm taking it.
Okay.
So I might throw it in a plant later or something and die of starvation, but
okay.
Still doing
that. All right.
Is the door open behind me?
People have been coming and going from there, so it's,
No, I mean, what I mean is, can I see Will through the door?
It depends on how far Will is going. If you go out in the hallway, people are coming and going, but, you know, you could go off over to the side and you have enough, as a level 10 sorcerer, you have enough control over your bonfire that you can cast it without having to worry about scorching the people that are walking to and fro.
Yeah, because these are 10 by 10
Yeah,
squares,
it's big,
right?
It's big area. Yeah, like, it's a big, wide hallway. Yeah, this isn't a cramped...
Yep.
Yeah. So, yes, you see Will spark up this flame and skewer this glowing meat, which is drizzling and popping as the juices fall into the flame. These little blue, like, licks of fire rise up.
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. I get so distracted, I drop it in the fire. I die again of starvation.
Is there anyone bringing the food out?
It's coming and going. No, it's not magic. It's coming and going through both doors. There's a north and a south door, and it's a pretty much a constant stream of
Is it
people.
Lizard folk? Like, is it a lower class of lizard folk? Is it like house elves, or is it just regular old lizard folk?
You don't get the feeling that these are like slaves or servants or anything like that. They're not like the guards. You know, there's if you were to see a difference in class, there's sort of the militant group versus the sort of common folk. That's the delineation. You don't really see any of the armored, weapon-wielding lizard folk doing that kind of work.
Okay.
But it seems like maybe they're, like, trading off. Like, you don't see anybody who seems like other people are, like, whipping them or beating them or anything like that. This seems like a very sort of communal...
Is Keck around?
Keck is around, yes.
Oh, wow, and he's not, like, killing everyone or anything?
He's eating heartily,
okay.
Yes.
Cool, all right.
He seems very hungry.
Keck.
He's already eaten the whole bench.
Yeah.
Just, I think she's like lines the food up on the bench and then he just picks the bench up and it all slides.
I love that.
It's like somebody doing a line of cocaine except it's food.
So Will, you catch a sight. You suddenly realize, oh wait, there's this potentially murderous mutated lizard folk guy. Where the hell is he? Is he killing everybody? What's going on with him? And as you catch a sight of him, he is just shoveling food into his mouth, just nonstop.
Okay.
And right at that moment, just coincidentally, you realize that your charm person spell wears off.
Oh, right now?
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh.
And you see him stop.
Oh, no.
And he looks up, and his head just sort of swivels over and just looks directly at you.
Uh-oh.
And he makes eye contact with you, Will.
Uh-huh.
And he just starts to sob.
Oh no.
He's just crying.
Oh yeah, I'm very confused by
He's
that.
Like down at the other end of the table.
Okay, I'm taking my food and I'm like walking over like I don't really care. Like I'm pretending not to care, but I'm walking over and I'm about to put the food in my mouth and then I suspiciously for a second I'm like, did Bathwack poison this somehow? And I look at Bathwack.
Roll an insight check.
Yeah, I'm going to roll an insight check. That's fine.
There we go. 16 total.
16 total.
You look at Bathwack and it's just this guileless Bathwack face.
Yeah.
As far as you can tell, you don't think Bathwack has poisoned you.
All right, I very gingerly start to eat it.
It's delicious.
I know.
You can't stop at this point.
Okay, then I ate it.
Yes, you just, yeah. Rather, maybe more, less, what's the word I'm trying to think? Not elegantly, but like less controlledly than you normally would. As soon as you get a taste of this in your mouth, it's rather unbecoming. But it's in your mouth and gone.
Rafina jumps down from the table.
And then as I walk by something, I'm going to grab just some piece of food as I make my way over to this guy.
And it sounds like Rafina's hopped down and is like shoulder to shoulder with you heading over to Keck.
Cool.
Yeah.
And he's just, at this point, he's just like slumped down to the ground and is his head between his arms and is just heaving, just these massive, like, but you can clearly tell he is despairing.
Okay.
What is wrong, Keck? What is wrong? What did Will do to you?
Hey!
Are Are you missing something?
I like the idea that Will was nowhere nearby, and he starts sobbing and Rafina's immediately like, what did Will do to you?
Exactly. That was perfect. It's perfect.
And Rafina, you remember that it's very unlikely that Keck understands any common at all.
I know. And he's not an animal, so I can't speak with him.
No.
How about I'll just say Keck?
But it's the universal language of empathy. He understands what I'm saying.
How are you communicating that, Rafina? How is this language expressed?
Describe how large is he again?
He's big. He's large, he's like, right? Yeah, he's like 12 feet tall.
And he also took a doo-choo, so...
Yeah, he's slumped down on the ground, but he's also touching the ceiling.
They work wonders, I'm telling you.
Man, I wish I did have calm emotions.
You got rid of it.
Again, regretting that you've given up on every spell that I've come to rely on.
Darn it. So my comforting and soothing is involving, I'm still a lizard folk, right?
You appear to be, unless you instructed Will to drop the guys.
I cast fog cloud on him. Just kidding.
I thought that might be coming.
I'm speaking to him like this. Ha blah blah blah. Ha blah 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 blah. Because I think that he's going to understand that I'm trying to speak his language. And that will make him feel happy.
I can't imagine that making things worse.
But I sound so empathetic.
Yes, it's clear that you're reaching out. You're a life cleric. Like, this is part of, like, your, like, thing. Like, right?
I offer him some eggs. Just kidding.
Oh, no. Don't do it! Don't do it! Everybody in the room freezes. It's like as if time has stopped. Get ready for 20 more minutes of that. No.
I pull out a handkerchief and I dab at his ear holes.
You're familiar with those, having spent some time with Bathwack.
That's what they cry out of, right?
Probably. They breathe out of their butts, they cry out of their ear holes.
Exactly.
And you had said Keck to him, correct, Will?
Yes, of course, yes.
So with this sort of attention paid to him, the sobbing slows down a bit, and he picks his head up out of his this sort of circle that his arms have made above his lap. And his eyes are just bloodshot.
Aww.
And he looks up and says, "Kick!" And he reaches out to you, Rafina, with his massive clawed hand. Aww. And sort of just like places it down on your shoulder / neck / head because it's giant.
Fall over.
It actually has a relatively light touch at this point, anyway. It doesn't force you to the ground or anything like that. And how about you both give me an insight check?
Insight.
Mine's a 17.
Wait, where's my... Oh, there it is. Is that a 1 or a 19?
It's a 1, but you're lucky, so you
get
to roll it
again. I'm getting used to this!
Guys!
Oh,
so it's like 3 weeks in. You're already getting it. Good job.
Oh, Eric. 3 weeks.
No one's keeping track except for Greg in South Dakota. Yeah.
12.
The suburb of Lancaster.
Wait, is it 12 or is it something else?
It's 12 plus 8, so 20. Because you're very insightful, Seraphina.
I see it.
So, Will, you get the sense... with a 17, that Keck feels betrayed.
Oh.
And Rafina, you're good at reading people. You know what is upsetting people. And you can tell that this spell wore off, and Keck realized that this magic was cast on him. He thought he had a friend, but he realizes it was a sham.
Aww.
And so he's devastated. Rather than being angered and upset, he feels alone.
But I don't know that.
You think he feels betrayed.
Come here, Will.
I am here. I'm right next to you.
That's true.
Will!
What?
Stop yelling at me.
You stop yelling at me!
Will, you need to use a calmer tone. I think Keck feels like you have pulled the wool over his eyes. I want you to offer him some of the squids here on the table.
I picked up something. I don't know what it was.
You did?
I remember, as we walked over, I picked up a piece of food.
It's squids. It's freshwater squids.
Okay, it's squids. Hey!
Freshwater squid.
It's a river squid.
Listen, this is my world. There's no saltwater squids. It's all freshwater. Deal with it. Go on.
There's no saltwater squids. All right. Remember that. Yeah, I mean, I have one. I don't know why I picked this
up. Give him a hug.
What? That.
Well.
You give him a hug.
Give him a hug. You give him a hug.
We need him on our side. Look how giant he is.
Oh my gosh. Wait a second, Rafina. Are you going to use him? How dare you?
No, I'm trying to speak your language.
Oh, okay. I get that. I'm afraid he's going to bite me or something. Because if you're...
Rafina stands up and shoves Will into him.
Oh no. Where'd the squid go? Did I smush it into his ear hole?
I don't know. What are you doing with it?
Well, she unexpectedly shoved me as I moved.
Roll a dexterity saving throw.
Me?
I'm trying to involve you both in a group hug.
I rolled a pretty high dexterity.
Oh, it's pretty
you did
dexterous.
Roll a dexterity saving throw. Well, since that's so high, Rafina, give me a athletics check.
I'm so good at athletics.
Will rolled a 17 on the save. And a 17!
Oh my gosh! Nice. It's like when we rolled the same for dancing.
Yep. So Rafina's got this low center of gravity, yeah. And it's just this perfect push. And
at first I dodge it, but then like she does a dance move and she still gets me to go over there.
Mm-hmm. You hear the music in your head for just a moment from when you guys were dancing back in Norton, and then you find yourself face to face with Keck.
Oh my god. How does his breath smell?
Like a bunch of the stuff on the table.
Like fish?
Mostly fishy.
Is it nasty?
It's maybe not as bad as you would have expected.
What
smell is not nasty to Will?
You have this unexplainable urge to kiss him.
Purell.
A Purell. I think I just awkwardly hold out the squid like it's like my mom's pushing me to play with somebody else, like meh.
Any Keck sees you sort of enter his personal space and he seems a bit surprised too. And then his face sort of softens and he seems to accept what you were offering, which is not the squid. But he wraps his arms around you.
I feel like I'm crushed.
It is very tight. Yes.
And I stomp on Will's toes and he stops making those noises.
It goes just from discomfort to like yelping.
Give me a strength saving throw, Will.
Strength? Oh, I am not good strength. A 9.
Okay. You take 2 points of damage.
Oh, no. Okay.
That's what you get.
So, yeah, that hurts a bit.
My back cracks, my spine cracks. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, that feels good, and then it's a couple too notches much. Too far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I think I'm herniated!
And you just softly in your ear, you hear, Keck.
Keck. Does that mean blood?
It does mean
Rafina!
Blood.
Rafina! He's whispering blood
into my ear. Blood is important.
He's whispering blood into my ear, though.
We like blood. We like to keep it.
All right,
where it belongs.
I like do like if I can move my hands at all, I just like do these little pats.
You can move your hands a
flap
little bit.
Flap your arms
yeah,
at him.
A couple taps. Not full flaps, but taps. So, Mo has sort of sidled himself up next to you at the table. And he says, you know Rainbow Trout?
Not as well as the rest of them. They all met him personally. I don't think I did.
You don't think you
no,
did?
No, I didn't.
You would remember. No. I remember god I meet.
I did not. I'm sorry. It's been a long day underground. I didn't meet him. I was hanging out with a man who died. Oh. Which is less interesting. I probably would have been better off with the Rainbow Trout. But the rest of the party has spoken to him.
Hmm. Is the Rainbow Trout your god? Do you worship him?
He is not my god.
Oh, who
we
is
are
your
on
god?
A mission from him. Well, it is funny that you ask. It's not funny. I serve a god named Ilmater, and I show him my wrist tattoos, or what look like tattoos.
Mm-hmm. He like takes your hands and looks at them.
He is the god of endurance.
Oh, have you met Ilmater?
He's.
Oh, no.
I've got to quit smoking. Sorry, Mo.
Take it slow on deer meat.
I met him once. He spoke to me once.
Mm.
But I feel that he had... Well, he spoke to me directly once. I think I have seen his presence a few times since then, but not directly.
I've never heard of Ilmater. What kind of animal is Ilmater?
Oh.
Yeah, not an animal. He is, he looks like a human.
Hmm.
Though, of course, he's a god.
I never heard of god that, not animal. That's interesting. It looks like, you think he maybe was about to say weird or strange, but was
okay.
Trying to, for politeness sake, maybe restrain himself a little bit.
Well, I believe that they can take any form that they choose. It's not unusual that there are so many. What is it about the Rainbow Trout that so fascinates you?
Well, it just, he has his great power, and many, many bend themselves to him and worship him. Lizard folk, not so much, but you hear of him in forests here in Beartoggle. He is great and wise and good and kind.
I suppose I find it a bit curious that a trout would have influence beyond his river. You say he's influential in the forest, not a common place to find a trout.
Well, I say that forest is influenced largely by river. If no river, very difficult to have forest.
That is very true. From what I've been told, he's very kind.
Yes, that's just what I hear as well. And his river, his waters, they flow into the roots of these trees and these plants. It is his essence that gives this forest its essence. Did I say essence twice?
Yes, you did!
Sorry! As you know, this is not my first language. I am learning, though.
I do appreciate it, since I know nothing. Whatsoever. I didn't even know this was a language until quite recently. Do you know anything about the other god who is a fish? A carp?
Ooh! The one you ran back to water? That's... Yes!
Yes.
Yes, that is coursing carp.
And is he also a river dweller?
Yes. 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 He is known for alacrity? Alacrity?
Alacrity?
Yes, that is word.
Yes.
How do I know alacrity? Why don't I say speed? I should definitely say speed. He is known for speed. That's much easier for me to say. I will learn alacrity later. Maybe when Eric learns alacrity. For now, I stick with speed. That easy.
Well, that maybe makes you should sense. Go with he didn't speak to me, but I felt an unusual quickness as I carried him to water. He may have been giving me some help in getting him back to his natural element.
I imagine that true. I think you probably feel effects of him. Probably very fleet of foot if you try foot race.
Wow.
I'll have to try that when I'm back out in the forest. So, is it common for your people to be able to transform? I noticed during the combat that one of you transformed into a crocodile and we lost track of him.
Oh,
and
those...
by we, I mean not me.
Those are lizard folk shaman. They have developed connection to arcane power and able to shift into these forms and cast spells and such.
Is that connected to godly power, like Chultura?
I mean, I think all power, all magic come from God, so I assume so. I know shamans, so I do not know.
Are there any shamans who were not loyal to Chultura? Like, I'm looking around now. Are there any shamans here?
Yeah,
we got any shamans in here. Heads up.
Yeah, you don't really see any with that sort of regalia or vestments or anything like that. You do think it would be pretty easy to shed those and blend in, but you don't see anybody being harassed or persecuted for their magical beliefs or anything like that, and you don't see anybody that fits that the bill or the sort of image of those that you've seen on the airship or here in the lair.
Your people certainly seem pleased to be out from underneath Chiltra's bulk.
Oh, yes, I tell you, he bad. He destroy culture here in lair. People will be able to live their lives and be themselves. This is good. This is all very good.
Will it allow you to be at peace with the townsfolk of Norton who live with the rainbow trout?
Yes, we seek no conflict with Norton.
They will be very glad to hear that.
I think so. Yes, I mean,
won't you, Brom, who's with us and I forgot about?
Hi, I'm a dwarf!
Oh shit, I forgot you're a dwarf! He says, looking straight down.
Did he just yell that and he's still in lizard folk disguise? Yes, I'm a dwarf!
Having a conversation with his lizard folk's waist.
I am remarkably bad at keeping secrets. It's always like, oh yeah, Brom's with us. He's Brom Norton.
Brom in lizard folk form looks over at you and seems quite appreciative of the fact that you're involving other NPCs and remembering their existence. Aww. And
he's like, I thought you were gonna say he's like, he's pissing me for blowing his cover.
No, he nods and seems happy that you're sharing a bit of the burden and he says, yes, that I mean that's the whole goal. I mean, we've lived with the lizard folk up here to the north for you know quite a long time, and it's been fine. I mean, there's been, you know, altercations here and there, but in general, they, you know, keep their distance. We keep ours, and you know, we don't have trade or anything like that, but, you know, we're able to live our lives, and I think this is a good step to getting back to that point.
I, at least, would encourage the two, I'm now speaking to Brom and Mo together, to bring the two communities closer to each other. Not like, don't move. I mean, camaraderie-wise. Use this as an opportunity to grow stronger roots. Like, don't sign up for U-Haul or something. I just mean talk to each other more.
We won't sign up for U-Haul. I don't think that's a thing, so I think we're fine.
In a land of the airships, somebody has to rent them out for hauling goods. You blimp.
You blimp. I love that. Yes, I mean, and Mo says, I mean, if you're going back to Rainbow Trout, I'd like to come, and maybe I could you know, be ambassador. Oh, that's a good word. That means, like, I think
your
I make that up.
Better than you think.
Yeah. I think that
I
means,
what you
like...
said you thought that word meant. Is your comment as good as you think?
I think it means, like, person who is designated to be sort of go-between between two different cultures. Is that... I mean, is that kind of close? Please, be easy.
No, that's, yeah, you're clearly making good use of what common you know. And
thank
since
you.
You speak common, you would be a perfect ambassador, since I don't know that many of the villagers speak Draconic. Hey, Brom, do any of the villagers speak Draconic?
I don't think so, no. I don't, and nobody else does, so no. That's true. Nobody does. There's like six of us in town. I definitely know everything about everybody.
When that guy died, the town population went down by 10%.
I mean, you know, who knows about urine? That guy's a little bit weird. Who knows what he speaks or does or pees on, but...
Well, I have no objection. In fact, I encourage it. Mo, if you'd like to come with us back to Norton...
I would like to come and, yes. I mean, maybe I have something that would make the others be open to this idea. And let's explore that after we have bathroom break, because I have to pee.
So there are bathrooms in your lair.
He's talking about urine.
And he just pees on you.
All right, Mo, just as an aside, if you're going to be an ambassador... That's something you want to avoid. Most people don't take kindly to being peed on without you getting permission first.
Oh, okay. Oh, so cultural liaison, but no,
liaison,
no.
Liaison, wow.
But no. No urination upon persons. Got it.
Not at the first meeting.
All right, both Mo and the DM take a bathroom bake, and the rest of you can too.
Bathroom bake.
Back in a few minutes, and we'll continue.
Back in a few minutes.
This wonderful kapaka.
Anyway, blah. I like the book.
It's concrete.
What's it called?
It's
difficult. Crucial Conversations. She's held it up 10 times in the past 2 minutes. How do you not know what the book says?
Oh my god.
And it's based on the premise, which is so true, that when you go to have a hard conversation, you go into fight or flight mode, which means all of your blood leaves your brain and goes to your extremities
to your
so that you can run away.
Mm-hmm. Eat blue chew. I mean, do chew.
I didn't even have to click it, just seeing the URL. It's awesome.
We don't have
just chasing something helpful into the chat.
How to become less.
Quora.com/how-do-i-become-less-of-a-city-person.
Stop doing that kind of thing is what.
Yep, that's number one. Don't read URLs like this. And that's the whole article.
Yeah. And at the end just says, fucking stop it, Eric.
I like the preferred answer is the easiest way I found to become a less shitty person is to do things a shitty person wouldn't do.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Don't worry, I'll hold the book up again soon and we can talk about it more then.
All right, good. I'm counting on you, Abby and Rafina, to hold up that book.
Good.
Rafina holds it up in-game, I'm sure.
I love it.
All right, so where were we? There we are. Don't shake your head at my whip crack.
Oh my god, you guys, when I shake my head, Eric freaks out.
Really?
Look! Head shake.
He gets so upset when I shake my head. He does not.
I'm just
going to
push
it.
A button at random.
The sphincter says what?
That literally was at random.
Well, that's perfect for me.
Yeah.
I love it.
But
you only have
what?
Like six sounds.
I know. When are you going to
listen?
Get those sounds?
Do we want to play all the sounds I have?
Uh-oh.
How about this
no!
one?
No! We've already heard them.
Anyway. So, we were in this feast. Feasting was happening. Kapaka! Kapaka! Kapaka!
Yes.
So... what is happening currently is that we are back in the game and here we are. Guys, everybody's having fun. This is raucous good time.
Guys, my poor husband has no idea how to be a human being. He just doesn't know how to talk. He has no idea. Look at him. He's like a Jack in the Box.
It sounds like the intro to one of the old talk shows. Like a Jerry Springer. It was like, you know, underneath it says, my poor husband has no idea how to be a human being. And then people start throwing chairs. And yep.
You are not a father.
It's all me throwing all the chairs.
Anyway, here we are back again. Human time. Guys, hey, how you doing? We're all just chilling out, hanging slow, taking it sleazy. All the tame down to the waterfront. Here we are, sitting on a park bench, shying little girls with bad intent.
Apparently humans are vaguely Louisiana-ish, kind of.
What?
What was that accent?
Was that super Creole.
Super Creole. Okay.
Yes. So, which is like Creole, but super.
Yeah.
So it's barely recognizable as anything, and mostly just my voice. I spent a lot of time in Louisiana growing up. It's not true.
In Pennsylvania.
I'm not even sure Louisiana's a real thing.
All right, we're good. All right, guys, we're back into it. Human time again. I got to put my human face on. Get ready. Guys, this person next to me has made at least 3 babies with me. I'm just putting that out there.
At least 3.
At least 3. I remember that your chair's name is Ava, so I don't remember how many kids I have.
Oh, my God.
Cup of car! It's a celebration! Everything's been happening. Keck was very sad because the spell wore off.
We were here. You can just move on.
I know. I'm just trying to like...
We didn't... It's not been a week.
So, guys...
It's been 10 minutes.
Rafina eats all the garnishes on the table.
Oh, I assumed that. Yes. There's not a parsley leaf to be found. Except for in Rafina's teeth. They're all pointing out at different angles between every single
tooth.
It's the
Bear Toggle's fashion to have parsley stuck in every single tooth.
A la mode. Whoa. Bear Toggle a la mode in the style of.
I knew you'd talk like this.
So, Bathwack, you're sitting at the head of the table. You've been consuming these luminous lobsteritos.
Yeah, I'm getting kind of full.
Yep. But then down in front of you slams.
Can somebody give my husband like medication or something?
What kind?
Oh my God, I don't know. Like, stop.
Blue Chew!
Yay!
Oh my God.
A great conversation starter.
So.
He's literally, you guys, stuff was bouncing all over the desk. That's why I
was doing,
that.
I was exerting my Foley work muscle. Yes. Slams in front of you, Bathwack. This wooden mug sloshing with liquid within, and Billaroth is next to you, and he has slammed it down.
Whoa.
And he says, this is in Draconic to you, Bathwack, because he knows that you can speak it. And he says, it is now time that we toast to this great victory. You, as the leader of your group, should lead us all.
He didn't laugh.
He clearly didn't see him come out of the toad.
You may lead us all in this dedication to this great conquest that we have all made upon the villain that is Chilcharaw. And by all of you, all these mugs are being put down and slammed down. I won't slam the table because I don't want KT to cover their head in shame. But everybody, please understand that I want to slam the table every time. I'm imagining a mug being put down. But these mugs are being placed and slammed and put down in front of everybody. They're all over the place or shoved into hands if nobody's near a table. So you've all got a mug of something in front of you. And
Am I at the table again, then?
I don't know. If you're not, then it was put in your hand.
I was just wondering if I'm crushed against... Oh, that's what I'm wondering.
Yeah,
if
at
I'm
this
involved.
Point, Keck has released you.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah, everybody in the room is involved. Okay. But Bathwack, it looks like all eyes are upon you.
Oh, very well. So Bathwack looks over at Belleroth and gives him a grin. And then stands full height. And in one hand, he's got the... I have no idea what's in there. Hopefully it's good. the drink out in front of me. And in the other hand, I raise my sword and I say, to the end of Chiltera. And then I say, what? Kapaka!
Oh,
and then down it.
All right.
Oh my god!
Kapaka!
Oh shoot, otherwise it'd be really silly.
Yes, and they and throughout the room there's this chorus of they just basically repeat your words, down with Chiltera, Kapaka, and these mugs just are being downed across the room, like everybody's just
across the room.
Yep. Except
I would love to know what it smells like.
It smells like it has kind of like a spice to it.
Okay.
It smells strong. It definitely smells alcoholic.
I sniff it.
Great. You smell what I just described.
I look around to see.
What does it smell like? I sniff it.
It smells clean, like dew.
Ooh, it's Mountain Dew. We're like lizard dew, cavern dew, something like that. Yeah.
Hills and dales do.
All right, so Bathwack downs it. I need to know what everybody else does with this mug that has been placed upon you in some way.
Rukina,
I'll join in.
Some parsley into it and eats
kamikaze. And I down it.
I don't think that's the right word.
I think it's loud enough that nobody's going to hear.
Is it?
Even though I heard you say that, I responded.
Tequila suicide? Is that...
Oh, yeah, tequila suicide. Yeah, you squirt yourself in the eye with the lime.
I raise the cup and then I drink the sword or something. Oh,
is Keck drinking?
Yes.
Then I imagine I have to at least sip it. I'll sip it.
Okay. And Rafina, you've dipped some parsley into it?
Yes.
And eaten the parsley. Okay. Everybody needs to give me a constitution saving throw.
Oh, no!
Cool.
This is awesome. All right, here we go. I got a 22! That's pretty good!
That's very good.
Are they seriously going to poison us with this? Man.
No, they're going to make us very drunk.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I did not save.
Okay.
Oh, goody.
So we've got a 22 from Will, a 12 from Dew, a 9 from Bathwack, and 11
I intentionally fail.
Rafina. You both intentionally and non-intentionally fail. yes, Dew, Bathwack, and Rafina, you are suddenly very intoxicated. This is an extremely...
I just dipped one parsley leaf in.
Yes, you did, and you also rolled an 11.
Wow.
It is extremely powerful.
Can I tell? Even though I don't,
yes.
I wasn't affected?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, whoa!
Second time this campaign I've been drunk.
Will, you have a lot of experience with pretending to enjoy libations at public functions.
That is so true.
While also keeping your functions about you.
Yes.
So you know exactly how to manage that. As soon as it hits your lips, you can tell it's a potent potable.
Yeah.
And are able to manage it appropriately. Rest of you are... three sheets to the wind.
I think because I'm next to Rafina, I think if I watched her just dip the parsley and then suddenly become drunk, I'm going to start giggling a little bit because that's funny to see Rafina drunk all of a sudden after eating parsley. Mm-hmm. I love it so much.
But guys, you don't feel, I mean, you're drunk so you wouldn't care anyway, but you're in good company. The lizard folk seem to be, they don't seem to be have any kind of resistance to this. Or they're drinking enough to overcome it.
Yeah.
Everybody is having a great time. Except for Will.
Except for me.
Will is not having a great time.
Typical. Nothing new.
Uh-huh.
I give Will the car keys.
Yeah. And starts throwing them at me.
Rafina, Rathrak
just hands over a set of car keys with no context. We don't know what it is. We've never even seen anything that looks like this. It just says Volvo on it.
He's what, got a
the name of our next god.
He's got a Tamagotchi keychain on there.
Rafina, what?
Rafina crawls under the table and lies down.
All right. It does not feel like you're lying down. You think you're standing up. Everybody else, it looks like Rafina's lying down under the table. Rafina, you're just standing under there.
she just thinks she's standing.
I think I'm lying down, or I think I'm standing.
You think you're standing. You tried to lie down, but you feel like you're standing up under the table.
All right. Since I'm still standing, I then stand on my head.
Okay. Got it.
Now, how do I feel?
Rafina hasn't moved, guys, but you feel like you're standing on your head, Rafina.
Oh my god, it's suddenly just everyone is really super drunk.
Almost everybody.
Wow. Just not me.
Mm-hmm.
I see that glare. I was supposed to
I'm not glaring at you.
I'm just see a glare.
Tell it.
Look at that glare.
I'm not glaring.
I can suddenly see it.
I'm not glaring.
You are glaring.
I don't see the glare. I do see the two middle fingers.
Yeah, all right. So, I don't know. I'm just watching everybody and being like, this is interesting.
Great. Yeah. So yeah, Rafina, you're under the table and you're standing on your head, and then underneath the table crawls a figure who comes up to you, and it is Halula.
Halula.
Uh-oh.
What do you mean uh-oh?
Abby was saying that.
Oh, okay. And she says
Lula.
Are you okay? Are you okay?
Halula? Lulu-hoo-lula.
And
don't.
Are you drunk or were you hit
parsley.
Very hard in the head?
Don't drink the parsley, she just said.
Oh, okay. I won't. Can I ask you something?
Uh-oh.
Are you on the ceiling?
No.
Okay, but you might be wrong.
She says, I want to know if, do you think you could help me?
I always help, I help. Yes.
Yes, I got that feeling, and we're both from Bear Toggle, we're akin in that sense, and I wondered if perhaps and she leans in very close, and none of you can hear this except for Rafina. But you'll have to pretend, because I'm not going to kick you out of the call, because it's 10:58, and it's not worth the time.
I can take my headphones off if you want.
No, it's okay.
I can, too, and I'll still be sitting here. You can just, half the conversation could be secret. Would that work?
No, it's fine. It's fine. You're all very talented people.
Really? Oh, shucks.
And she says... Yes, I think you could help. I don't know what your plans are after this. I know you said you're from Bear Toggle, but I need to get back there. Do you think you'd be able to help?
I probably.
I have something very sensitive I need to get back to them. And she pats her a bag, which she has kept close to her.
Are you pregnant?
No, I'm not.
You carry your baby in that bag.
Your unborn baby.
Leaning down and looking under the table, having heard Rafina shout about pregnancy.
I am pregnant?
That was amazing.
You see under the table four Rafinas and two Halulas.
I'm going to crawl under the table with them.
You have to realize that halflings are marsupials. So yes! They do carry their babies in a bag.
That's amazing.
The dude's going to say, would any of you lovely ladies care to dance?
I am standing on my head, sir. But
really?
We're going to go to the Bear Toggle River because of her bag.
Dew rolls over so that he's looking at you upside down because you told him you were standing on your head. How about now?
Suddenly, you and Rafina, you and Dew, you feel like you're seeing eye to eye for the very first time. Anybody looking under the table, they're both just standing there, about like
they're standing
15 feet apart.
Laying there? They're under the table.
Yeah, they're under the table. Dew is crouched under the table.
Okay.
He's like kind of turned his head sideways.
Yeah, I want to peek under there.
Okay, so we're seeing each other for the first time, and we've been invited to dance. Hula hulu, boo, doo, hoo, dance. Let's dance with that dashing dude. Dude.
Rafina points in a completely different direction.
He'll hoo and doo doo.
So you'll
he'll hoo and doo doo.
You'll help me?
Well, yeah. Do you want me to carry that bag for you?
Do. Is going to grab hula hoop.
All right,
that's exactly how Rafina laughs.
You attempt a few grabs, and she eventually helps you and grabs your hand, and she seems receptive to your lead.
Dew actually does know how to dance with very short people, but I don't know in this state what I'm going to be able to accomplish.
Not to mention you're still under the table.
Yeah, what are you going to try to accomplish? Let's figure that out first.
Walking, you know, into a dignified ballroom-style dance.
All right. So you just start spinning around under the table, and you smack into both of the legs sort of on either side of you, sort of just rotating around Hulula. And
wait, how tall is this table?
Yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying.
No, you're like crouched down, you're like hunched over, holding her hand and kind of like scuttling around basically under the table. You hit one leg, you bounce off of it, you hit the other one, and you lose your grip and you sprawl out under the ground.
Am I watching the table just like
this? Like... dance floor is unbelievably crowded.
That's amazing.
And yeah, you see this disturbance under there. You were kind of peeking under, and then Dew comes sprawling out onto the
Dew
ground.
Dew comes out?
Uh-huh.
What you doing, Dew?
Having the time of my life, Will.
Oh my god.
There are plenty of ladies under the table, if you have a mind to dance.
Wait, how many?
I think Rafina said there were at least 8.
Rafina does the worm to come out from under the table.
It's perfect.
Oh my god!
It is absolutely the most immaculate rendition of the worm you've ever seen.
That's amazing.
My bones are actually made out of cartilage. So
Rafina's part shark. That's why she's really good at her job.
And part marsupial. Kangaroo shark.
That sounds like something in Australia.
Yeah, it definitely does.
Monty?
Yeah, kangaroo shark.
Is that what you had for dinner tonight?
Dew is laying out on the floor looking up at Will, but he's rooting around under the table just with his hands. He's not even looking, trying to find his partner.
Wait.
Time for the second dance. The first one was brief. And
wait, is this a sex thing? Or did you do something else under the table? The first one was brief. I'm just
no, kidding. No, it was just a very crowded dance floor.
You're under a table, that's why. If you come out from the table.
Well, that's a likely story. Well, why don't you dance more?
Because...
or smile.
I might if we weren't in a cave underground.
All the more. Dew is now holding your ankles like he has his hands on your shoulders. Mm-hmm. You know, like it would be like if he was sober, like, hey.
Yeah.
But he's got you by the ankles. He's like, mm-hmm. All the more reason to dance. And he starts shaking your ankles.
Well, I feel like I'm the only person in this room that is even somewhat sober. I wonder if they make coffee in this cave.
You look over to Bathwack, who you can usually count on being sort of a stoic individual. Bathwack, what's going on? This drink has hit you hard. What's happening with Bathwack over at the end of the table? Maybe he's not even there anymore. Let's find out. Bathwack, over to you.
If he's up for it, I'm arm wrestling. What's his face?
Bill
Captain. Yeah.
I like how that's the invitation. Uh-huh. Just to screw. No!
All right. Totally. Yeah. Give me an athletics check with disadvantage, and Billeroth's gonna do the same.
That's amazing. Both at disadvantage.
You see, Will Bathwack is ready to dance.
That's.
Oops, I don't know how to do disadvantage.
Up at the top.
I'll just click it twice.
Yeah, you can do that too. That's fine.
Alright. Click, click.
Oh.
Alright.
Very good. You got a 22 and a 25, so disadvantage 22.
Wow.
Billeroth got a 16, so I thought he had a pretty good chance, but nope.
Bathwack tears his arm off.
you slam his hand down to the ground. And he goes, ah! And he just like kind of just like good naturedly just punches you right in the face.
Uh oh.
Yeah, I shove him. All right.
Uh oh. Wait a second. Don't talk about dancing. Bathwack thinks it means fighting. I think you're about to fight over there. Gotta get out of here.
My second dance is promised to the fetching hula.
Hula hoop.
Do is scooting back under the table to look for her.
I'm going to look. Is she down there?
She's since come out. She's like kind of like standing nearby.
Can I roll to see if she's drunk?
Sure.
Insight. Boop. 13.
You're not drunk. You got a 13 on insight. She does not appear to be drunk.
She is not drunk. Hi, Halula. Where are you?
Just saying. She's like kind of next
to
you.
Dude comes shooting back out from under the table, still flat on his back. Do you see her? Tell her to come dance.
All right. I'm actually going to start pretending I'm a little more
performance.
Drunk. Performance check. All right. Because I want Halula to think that I don't know what's going on. 12. Boo.
Okay. Go on. Continue. With the
Hey, Halula! Where are you? Are you still under the table?
I'm right next to you.
Oh, holy crap! Did you have any of this? It's so good. And I hold my cup over, which I've surreptitiously poured out a little bit to the side, so it looks like I've drunk more of it.
Got it. Yeah. Nice. You
don't
have to be that surreptitious. No.
Okay.
You could have done that.
Well, she fucking appeared next to me, so I didn't know how sneaky I needed to be.
Uh-huh.
All right.
No, I don't drink.
Oh, that's so sad. Because it must be awkward to be really sober when all these weirdos are drunk, right? So silly. You know what I'm saying? Where are you from, Halula? And why aren't you dancing with Hadula of Rangata?
I'm from Bear Toggle.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Do I get the sense? Can I roll an insight to see if she's believing my performance?
Sure.
24. Do I think she buys it?
Yes.
Oh yes. Yes. All right. Dew's looking for you. Look, he's so lonely on the floor. I'm assuming Dew's just still crawling around under the table looking for Halula.
Groping just out wildly.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes, here, Dew, I'm over here. Dew.
Oh, she's interested.
Yeah.
That was meant to be just to myself, but that was completely out loud.
Yeah. To Hadula, Dalula. Guys, we gotta come up with your couple name. That's what we do in Tivoli. We come up with famous people coming together. So it's Hadula? What should it be?
How about Dulu?
Dulu. Dulula?
Ludu. Oh, Ludu, because it's like lewd, because we'll be nude.
Halula, are you going to get nuda with Dua? What are we talking? This is funny.
With Duda? The Duda under the table?
He's not under the table anymore.
And she takes your hands and helps you to your feet. And she begins to lead. And she's sort of dancing you around. Uh-huh. It's a little easier with you not shoved underneath this trestle table.
Mm.
You have studied dance.
No, I haven't.
Modesty.
Rafina, you've been left alone under the table. Aww. You're just under there,
I
just standing
she was
on your head.
We were.
I wormed out.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Sorry, it was an immaculate performance.
You
of
would not have left her alone under the table.
A gentleman would never
even,
do that.
Even when I am blitzed out of my gourd,
are you
not leave a lady hanging?
Are you still worming, Rafina?
I have wormed the whole perimeter of the room by now.
Oh my god.
You end up sort of beached up against Backwack's thigh, who is just trading slaps back and forth with Billeroth. Just like one, like just politely, like they're just slowly just taking turns, just boof.
Like the cats boof, playing pat a cake on
oh
the
my
famous
god,
video.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yes, just like that.
Yeah.
Backwack!
You look down, Bathwack. There's Rafina just laying face, like, chest down, just with her head resting on your foot.
Is that your leg?
I'm going to give her a polite kick.
I go flying across the room.
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Bathwack, you're just give her a nice little polite little nudge.
If she goes... If she goes flying across the room, can I pick her up and start dancing with her and try to get closer to Tallulah, but drunkenly looking? Dalulah. Sorry, Dalulah.
I clearly gave this character the right name.
Dalulah. Hadula. Whatever it is, I'm going to dance over. Medulla. I'm going to dance over there, and I'm going to try to pick her pocket. So I don't know. I need to probably do a performance check or... I know I need to do sleight of hand for picking your pocket.
Yep.
But what about, do I still need to perform whether I'm drunk or does she believe me just that I'm drunk?
Give me another performance check.
All right.
And that'll determine something.
16.
Okay. So with your performance check, I'll give you advantage on sleight of hand.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So you can at the top click advantage.
Oh, thanks.
And then click slide.
Do I roll it twice or what? Oh,
nope.
This is
it
my
rolls
app.
It twice.
Oh, 25.
Yep. And it gives
okay
you the better one.
Yep.
So you pick
got
her pockets.
Pick a pocket or two.
And you find some food that's a little more hearty that you think maybe had come off of the table. Stuff that won't spoil right away.
Oh.
And not much else.
What?
I feel like you're dancing with me for an underhanded reason.
What do you mean, Rafina? I'm the most trustworthy person you've ever met in your life.
And that's where we're going to end it tonight on Pork Fried Rice.
That is ridiculous.
We all instantly sober up because of the absolutely stunning quality of the lie.
Everybody in the room,
yeah,
not just you guys.
Yeah, everybody can.
Keck.
Yeah. Oh no, Keck. Did that include the pocket that she padded or whatever under the table when I was watching their little...
Yeah, she had her bag. I'm assuming that's what you were going after. Yeah, you wanted to see what she was hiding.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you picked.
Just
you didn't...
food.
Uh-huh.
Just food. Oh, okay. Hmm.
Hmm.
Hmm. Curiouser and curiouser.
I hope that it's just an innocent person that Will is entirely suspicious of this whole time. Eric's just leaving.
I don't think that's ever happened in Will's life.
I gotta be paranoid.
Will's
the whole
paranoia
time.
Has always been completely founded.
It's founded.
Oh my gosh. Well, this was so much fun. Guys, playing drunk
it's
characters.
It's
because
is very fun. Eric isn't a human that is fun.
Kapaka! I'm a lizard person.
I think Kappa Ka is a lizard folk fraternity.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, what is the hazing like?
Oh.
Bad.
Really bad.
It's bad. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Pledging yeah. Kappa Ka is a
it
terrible idea.
It involves luminescent lobster.
Yeah.
Let's just put it that way.
Faux show.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.